Russia's President Vladimir Putin has concluded his three-day summit with President Bush. The meetings at the White House and the Bush Ranch in Crawford, Texas, covered missile defense and cuts in nuclear arsenals. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Putin's last stop in New York that the trip offered the Russian leader the chance to boost his image in the West.
They may not have sealed a deal on missile defense or signed any arms reduction treaties, but both Presidents Bush and Putin stressed a new era in relations in the wake of September 11th. It was fitting that President Putin wrapped up his U.S. tour with a visit to the smoldering ruins at Ground Zero in New York. An emotional visit, as he recounted during a live NPR News call-in show last night. He was speaking through an interpreter.
It made a very big impact, not just on me personally, but on Russia as a whole, and I wanted to, once again, by doing that, by going to the site, to attract attention to this tragedy, to do everything that I can to make sure that nothing like this happens in the future.
Putin seemed to ignore his closest advisors when he staked out a decisively pro-American stance in the war on terrorism. Russia is sharing intelligence, and Putin did not stand in the way as Central Asian nations offered military bases to the Americans. In the interview last night, Putin reaffirmed his support and said he'd go further than President Bush, who describes Osama bin Laden as the evil one.
Actually, I think President Bush is being very mild in his choice of words. I have other definitions and epithets to offer, but I, of course, am being restrained by the fact that I am talking to the media, and this is hardly appropriate.
Early in his presidency, Putin made headlines with extremely coarse language in reference to rebels in Chechnya. Last night, he again defended his actions there. In his NPR News interview, the Russian leader also addressed NATO expansion, saying that would no longer be an issue if Russia and NATO could change their relationship. He seemed more at ease than ever talking about himself, how he still practices judo, and how his KGB past, his work in intelligence, helps him relate to people today.
I never, ever regretted working, taking up a job with the External Intelligence Department of the Soviet Union. I did my duty, I served my country, and I believe that I did a fairly decent job at that. However, one must not forget, of course, that we lived in an entirely different world then, in a world that is no longer here.
At one moment, listeners heard a startling sign of Putin's personal journey. The former intelligence chief spoke highly of one of the KGB's old targets, Soviet dissident Andrei Sakharov.
At different periods, at certain periods of time in the life of any nation, there will be people who turn on the light, if you will, and they show a road for the nation to follow. And no doubt, Andrei Sakharov was one of those people who turned on the light.
Putin said, too, the government needs to hear from critics and needs people to cast light on problems. This from a man widely criticized for a crackdown on independent media. Lilia Shevtsova of the Moscow Carnegie Center has often warned of Putin's authoritarian tendencies. But she says Putin, in his NPR News interview, abandoned his cold style and formality.
He never spoke this way to the Russian audience, you know. He never spoke at such a length at the national popular Russian radio or TV. He never addressed people, he never took questions, he never was so sincere.
His sincere conversation with the American people may not win him points back home, where many were hoping he'd return with concrete results from the summit and something in return for his Western-leaning policies. Here in the United States, though, his new and improved image seems to be paying off. The Bush administration has already toned down its criticism of the war in Chechnya, has talked less about simply withdrawing from the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty, and more about economic cooperation with Russia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
You can listen to the NPR interview with President Putin on the website npr.org, and excerpts will be broadcast tonight on Public Television's NewsHour with Jim Lehrer.